And time now for the Community Corner here on this Monday morning here at FM 95.7 KQWC. Well, this week is being observed as Soil Conservation Week. It's my pleasure joined on the phone line this morning with Lynn Knutson, representing the Hamilton County Soil and Water Conservation Service. Lynn, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here this morning, and thank you for the email reminding me that this week is Soil Conservation Week. And for those not familiar with it, Lynn, give us a rundown of what goes on this week, what the purpose of Soil Conservation Week is all about.
Yes, Iowa Soil and Water Conservation Week is an opportunity to recognize the important conservation work that has been placed on the Iowa landscape and bring attention to the ongoing work by farmers, landowners, and residents to protect the state's soil and water resources. Iowa Soil and Water Conservation Week this year is coordinated with the National Stewardship Week, which is sponsored by the National Association of the Conservation Districts. This year's stewardship theme is Healthy Soil, Healthy Life, and is designed to focus the nation's attention on the stewardship and importance of our natural resources. So, anyway, I've been a Hamilton County Soil and Water Commissioner since 2008. I was asked to fill an open spot of someone that left the county and then was reelected, I guess, in 2020 to a four-year term. So, other commissioners are Linda Prusman, Gene Ells, Kim Olson, and Leah Moss. And then our administrative assistant is Jennifer Rank out at the office. So,
very good folks that is devoted to the benefit or soils here in Hamilton County there, Lynn, including yourself. And I appreciate the time that you're with us this morning. Now, what exactly have we seen down in the past for conserving our soils and so forth, Lynn, from what you've noticed?
Yeah, what commissioners do is approve applications for funding from farmers or landowners who want to protect their land with conservation. Farmers can apply to receive some cost share funding and try something like cover crops, strip till, no-till, grass waterway, buffer strips, windbreaks. The USDA actually approves the work orders that meets the EIDL standards, and then us as commissioners approve the work that meets the priorities for our county that have been set.
So that's basically the gist of what the work does. How long has this organization been around there, Lynn?
Many years, Pat. I couldn't tell you because I've only been on it for a handful, but many years.
For many years. So again, they do a marvelous job in educating the public about the needs of conserving our soil and so forth. Yep. What we're seeing here in the 21st century.
Right. A project that we have going on down in our area, and we live clear at the very southern point of Hamilton County, is called a CREP wetland. CREP stands for Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, and it's a joint effort with EIDLs and the USDA in cooperation with the Hamilton County Soil and Water Commission. And that provides incentives to landowners who voluntarily establish wetlands for water quality improvement in heavily tile-drained areas of Iowa. The goal of this program is to reduce the nitrogen loads and their movement with other chemicals from croplands to streams and rivers. In addition to improving water quality, these wetlands provide high-quality wildlife habitat and recreation opportunities. To date, Iowa has 105 CREP wetlands that have been constructed. These sites total about over 1,000 acres of wetland pools, treating a combined 132,000 acres of watershed. This site down by us will be constructed this summer, and it has a catch drainage area of just under 1,000 acres. And Iowa State estimates that it will remove approximately 50,000 pounds of nitrates before it hits the Kegley Branch Creek down into Skunk River and then down south. So,
fill us in there, Lynn. Where exactly is that? You say that's near the was that near the Hamilton Story County line there, Lynn? Or?
Correct, yep. It's in Ellsworth Township, right on the Story Hamilton County line.
Mm-hmm. How many?
We're about.
Go ahead.
we're about 5 miles, like, northwest of Story City.
All right, so just near the Hamilton-Story County line. In other words, not too far from Norseman Country, and the area is what I'm trying to say. How many other regions do we have here in Hamilton County, Lynn, for these projects?
For this wetland project, this is the only one right now. There's been a couple constructed over in the corner of Hamilton County and Boone County in the last few years, but
So this is the first one in at this time that they're building, from what you're telling
me.
Any future plans down the road there, Lynn, for something like this?
Oh, yeah. I think there's applications in. This water quality initiative is gaining, more and more interest every year and more funding coming to support it.
Mm-hmm. What about to other parts of the state have you noticed there, Lynn, for soil conservation? Are these the same thing going on in nearby counties, from what you've heard?
Oh, yes. We were just up on Highway 18. There's a couple that have been constructed up near Floyd, between Clear Lake and Floyd, the same corrupt wetlands right along Highway 218. So.
Okay. And the future looks bright for an organization like this.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if people... Go ahead.
I can talk about our personal experience here. I've only been farming since 2016. I worked in manufacturing for many years prior to that, but we've been using cover crops. We farm in from where we live to up near Jewel, but have been using cover crops for about 10 years, and they help create organic matter, reduce erosion, there's good weed control. If a farmer wants to use cover crops, there's, say, cost share funding that's available. Just need to call the office and get something set up there.
So that's kind of a transition for you there, Lynn, from manufacturing to kind of a farm work in a way for you.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so
right.
I've been around all my life, Pat.
All right. Now, if they want more information from what we're talking about this morning, Lynn, what do they do? Is there a website or phone number or what?
Yeah, we've got a new office. It's actually located south of Webster out by the Merrick Inn, just west of the Merrick Inn on Highway 20. It's at 501 Closed Drive. Phone number is, of course, 515-832-2916 and extension 3. And Jennifer will be there to answer and get you started. So.
All right, so that's 832-2916. Again, that's located on Closed Drive, not far from the Merrick Inn in Webster City, their new headquarters. When did they first open back there, Lynn?
Well, they have allowed now entries, with the COVID thing, just here in the last month or so. But I believe they moved in. It was kind of delayed, and it was supposed to be last October. And
yeah.
Got in. They just got their new furniture here just a few weeks ago. So, delays.
Yep, delays because of all this. But hopefully things will get better real soon. But again, if you'd like to know more about the work of the Hamilton County Soil and Conservation Service, call 832-2916 and talk with the staff department. That's Extension 3. And then they'll tell you more about the work when it comes to soil and water conservation in our area. And again, a big salute to you and the board for all your work this special week there, Lynn.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Pat. Have a good day.
Well, you do the same, Lynn. Thanks so very much. Hold on just a moment. And that does it for our Community Corner today. My thanks to Lynn Knutson joining me this morning talking about soil and water conservation.